with SRN News. I'm Ron Taylor. Russia has launched a daytime attack on Ukraine as Easter weekend begins.
Russia has launched a massive missile and drone strike on Friday near the Ukrainian capital, killing at least one person and injuring around eight, regional authorities report. As Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky signaled Kyiv's openness to a potential Easter truce. The holiday is celebrated on April 12 in both Ukraine and Russia. Ukrainian officials say Russia is increasingly striking the country during the day, an apparent departure from months of nighttime barrages. I'm Charles de Lezesma.
Artemis II's moon-bound astronauts have captured Earth's brilliant blue beauty as they leave it behind.
NASA has released the crew's first images from aboard the Artemis II, the first astronaut-manned moonshot in more than half a century. The first photo shows a curved slice of Earth in one of the capsule's windows. The second shows the entire globe. Pilot Victor Glover says seeing the Earth from space reminds him that we are all Earth's people.
Trust us, you look amazing. You look beautiful.
As of late Friday, the crew was more than 110,000 miles from Earth, with another 150,000 before they reached the moon. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Iran shot down two U.S. military planes in separate attacks Friday, with one service member rescued and at least one missing in a dramatic escalation since the war began nearly 5 weeks ago. It was the first time U.S. aircraft had been downed in the conflict. The incidents occurred as Iran launched attacks across the Middle East, targeting Gulf energy infrastructure and the Strait of Hormuz. American employers adding a surprisingly strong 178,000 new jobs last month, rebounding from a dismal February. And the unemployment rate dipped 4.3%. The Labor Department reported Friday that hiring marked a rebound from the loss of jobs in February. This is SRN News. Canada has helped a blind man commit suicide.
John Maloney of Alberta did not suffer from a terminal disease. He was losing his sight to glaucoma and so applied for assisted suicide under the country's expanded eligibility and was approved. Pro-life advocates are expressing horror and point out that Canada has been steadily expanding assisted suicide since it was first legalized just 10 years ago. Next year, the government is set to begin letting people with mental illness take their own life. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal judge in Texas has dismissed a lawsuit seeking to allow churches to endorse political candidates without losing their tax-exempt status. The suit challenged the Johnson Amendment, arguing it violated First Amendment rights by prohibiting electioneering from the pulpit. The Trump administration had supported the plaintiffs, but District Judge Cam Barker ruled that he lacked authority to approve the proposed consent judgment. He cited federal laws preventing judges from blocking taxation that hasn't occurred. This is SRN News. An arrest has been made in a student death at a Southern California middle school.
Los Angeles authorities have arrested a 12-year-old on suspicion of murder in the death of a middle school student. Kimberly Zavaleta Chuiquipa died after being hit in the head with a metal water bottle during an alleged bullying incident. An LAPD spokesman says the arrest happened Thursday, but authorities can't share the suspect's gender or name. Kimberly's family says she was trying to help her sister, who was being bullied, and she was struck by the bottle. The district attorney did not immediately comment on what charges may be filed. I'm Haya Panjwani.
After crashing his SUV last week in Florida, Tiger Woods took out his phone and told a deputy, quote, "I was just talking to the president," unquote. That's according to newly released body camera footage that also shows that Woods appeared astonished as he was handcuffed. His second arrest on charges of driving under the influence has put a golf legend on hold for one of the game's most important figures. More details at srnnews.com.